If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials.
Outstanding.
And we will continue to play it.
Yeah.
You bet. Hey, how about some more great music?
Oh, hey, you promised.
I did. This is one of our favorites. Oh. Yeah, Cowboy Celtic is riding along with us, and they're talking about raising other people's cattle.
Met the old man on the streets of town. Didn't look to me like he belonged. Bought him a beer that winter night. He told me something of his life. He said, my money's getting lonely from lack of company. And my old truck is tired of defying gravity. The kids all call me Patches as round this town I go. I blame that on my mother for teaching me to sew. And I'm all stove up from 50 years of days spent in the saddle. I spent the best years of my life raising other people's cattle. I went down to the wishing well and I threw a penny in. The face I didn't recognize looked up at me. But I get dressed up for Leo's bar. I take a weekend chance. I'm too old for the ladies, but I'm not too old to dance. Though I'm all stove up from 50 years of days spent in the saddle. And some of them were good days, boys, raising other people's cattle. Ago, Ginny's pony hit that badger hole. I cursed myself, I cursed my God. Ginny whispered, it's not your fault. Our son lives in the city now, and so I've carried on, it seems. It's not as lonely as you think. She comes to hold me. I'd hate to calculate the miles of barbed wire I've strung. Beloved stock dogs I've outlived and ponies I've worn down. And they laugh to see what the sun has done to this weathered old redneck. And how the rope that took my thumb has left my hands a wreck. But I wouldn't trade my memory. You know the townie makes me shiver. He drinks his whole life from a glass, but I drank from the river. My riding roping days are done. I don't know why I keep that saddle. We help to feed this country, boys, raising other people's to feed this country boys, raising other people's cattle.
That's right. Other people's cattle. Yeah. Good stuff from Cowboy Celtic.
My favorite.
Ours. Our favorite. Absolutely. You know, that'll make money. And I was getting to thinking about that, and I got to sneak a Pat Richardson poem
in here.
Because this is apropos. This is Cowboy Banker.
"I want to be a cowboy," said the banker, Larry Brown, "and live out in the country instead of cooped up here in town." When his wife got wind of this, she nearly went berserk. He made $100,000 a year doing banker work. She said, "You can't ride a horse, you can barely drive a jeep. The whole idea's dumber than 100 head of sheep." "Well, Ben said he'd teach me everything I need to know, and how long can that take? There's just giddy up and woe." He went thumbing through a copy of the Western Wear and Feed, his calculator humming, adding up the things he'd need. "$1,000 for a saddle? Why, there must be some mistake. A misprint, he reckoned. $1,000, for heaven's sake. A hat and vest, boots and spurs, and naturally a rope. A bridle, reins, and silver bit, and a bar of saddle soap. A pickup and a trailer, and assorted odds and ends. It's pretty damn expensive now, I'll tell you that, my friend. Saddle blankets, underclothes, and oh yes, a pair of chinks. When he hit the total button, took an hour just to blink. So he gave up that cowboy scheme and says with some dismay, 'I can't afford to be a cowboy on a lousy banker's pay.'"
No, that is absolutely right. A banker cannot afford to be a cowboy. Just doesn't make near enough money.
That just nailed it right there. We could end the show.
We could end the show.
Walk away.
Be done. Exactly right. Yeah, and when we say that'll make money, it's tongue in cheek.
Well, of course.
When we're talking about this sort of thing, you know.
Well, if we wanted to make money, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
No, that's a true statement.
I am truly convinced.
Yes.
If you want to be a millionaire, you can.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to make those sacrifices.
That's a true statement.
But you're going to sacrifice a lot.
You know, that is the American dream.
Yes.
You know, come from nothing and build you something.
Mm-hmm,
and, I have decided that the money ain't worth it.
Heavens no.
Sorry.
Well, you know, I decided I'd give up on my first million.
That's right. You're working on
I'm working
on your second million right now because you gave up on your first million.
I did, yeah.
No, that's a true statement there. Who would have ever thought that scrap metal, there would be money in scrap metal like there is right now?
Dick used to call that inventory.
I'm going out to my inventory pile.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's terrible, and I'm speaking from experience, when a guy can shatter the 10th commandment looking at somebody else's scrap pile.
No kidding.
I know it. We drive by scrap piles, and we're both going, oh, man, I'd love to go rummage through
that. You
know
that. What I can do with
I
that?
I know it, yes. Let's have a little cowpoke poetry.
Ooh, what you
yeah.
got?
How about my shoeing rig? My horseshoeing truck is part primer gray, and it is a wonder to behold. I often wonder, will it start today, and what's smoking on the manifold? But it gets me on time to each shoeing gig, and though it's lost its original shine, the truth be known, I sure like that rig, and it's been paid for since 79. The old battery, well, it ain't battin', and the air intake needs a breather. The generator, well, it ain't ginnin', and the pistons, oh, well, they ain't workin' either. The radio squawks out 1 a.m. station. The seat has no springs underneath, but the ride is real smooth, just a little vibration that's been known to jar fillings from teeth. The AC works fine when going to town, and it runs on 240 power. 240, that is, with two windows down at over 40 mile an hour. There's a sack on the shift and mud on the floor and a cup holder screwed to the dash. Rocks in the ashtray, dog slobber on the door, and a check that I still need to cash. The tailgate is gone, the cab light burned out, and the paint is all gone from the bed. There's dust in the vents and trash strewn about, and a fragrance like something is dead. As a real looker, she ain't worth her sand. In fact, she is mighty low-tech. My GE nippers, my anvil and stand book higher than this poor old wreck. The new nails I store in an old ammo can, and my tools in a green army box. A spare tire in the back from a Dodge minivan with some horseshoes and dirty old socks. She's held together with duct tape and wire and runs mainly on diesel and luck. With the money I make as a shoer for hire, I sure can't afford a new truck, so onward we go, just staying the course, though some days I doubt she will make her. And as I've always said, if she were a horse, not even the canter would take her.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, we're making money at that.
Yeah, we're making money at that, aren't we? Yeah, you can tell by the rig I drive. We're making lots of money, right? Mm-hmm. Let's have a little Dick's pick.
You know, this one is a true classic.
Yeah, who's singing?
Patsy Cline.
Oh, very nice. What's she singing?
Poor Man Roses.
Nice.
I must make up my mind today. What to have, what to hold. A poor man's roses are a rich man's gold. One's as wealthy as a king in a palace, though he's callous and cold. He may learn to give his heart for love instead of buying it. Tonight is the hand I will hold, for the rose of love means more to me, more than any rich man's gold.
Yeah, there's no other voice like Patsy Cline's. Oh, man.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Yes. We need to ditch out to a cowmercial.
What?
Yeah, but the good news is when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File.
Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.